Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And into the 9 o'clock hour we go. So the legislature passed this bill, and it's going to become law unless the governor vetoes it. I don't see that happening. About chemtrails, and if you search Louisiana chemtrails vote, you'll see a lot of national media outlets have picked up on this, and I'll just get my part out of it, and then we'll go to our guest. As I said earlier, what I hate about, you know, doing something crazy just to cater to a fringe is that then it kind of legitimizes crazy, right? And if you the people that voted for this disappointed me, a lot of them, I'm not going to call them out, but a lot of you can go check the vote and see who voted for it. It disappointed me because it's not real. It's a conspiracy theory. And once you start going down a rabbit hole, where do you stop? And once a legislator votes for some or a legislature passes something, Well, then it legitimizes something that's crazy. So what's the next step? And how do you then define crazy? And beyond that, we're doing everything we can to revise tax codes and make the state more business friendly. Well, then we in addition to changing ethics laws, which is a conversation for a different day, you pass this kind of foolishness, which on a national stage makes Louisiana look just ridiculously ignorant. Which we aren't, but you wouldn't know that from this chemtrail bill. With that, let's welcome in Mick West, author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole and creator of the site ContrailScience.com. How you doing there, Mick?
I'm doing good, Tony. Good to be here.
Let's talk about chemtrails and contrails, because there is a distinct difference.
Oh, very much so. I mean, contrails are something that's actually real. Contrails are the long white trails that are left behind planes. And contrails are something that have been well understood for many, many years. They were first observed actually back in World War I when planes were flying very, very high to avoid enemy fire. When planes get high enough in the air is cold and humid enough, the exhaust of the airplanes, just like the exhaust from cars sometimes when it's very cold, condenses into a cloud of fog, basically the same as a normal cloud. And this is something that has been observed hanging around in the sky for many, many years. You know, World War II, there were lots of them because there were even more planes back then. And ever since then, there's been accounts of these trails that last a long time, and they're not anything new at all. They're something that have been happening for decades, and something that have been observed exactly the same as they are now for decades.
Has there ever been any evidence that any of this is linked to any kind of, and let me go to the bill here and read it, injection, release, application, and dispersion of chemical compounds, substances, or anything like that?
No, not these trails that we see in the sky. Now, of course, sometimes people spray things out of a plane. I mean, there are crop dusters. And there are actually these weather modification planes where they spray things on clouds. But none of those things actually leave visible trails that are high in the sky. Crop dusting, of course, is at a low altitude. And then weather modification is something that's done onto existing clouds, and it doesn't leave a trail. So these are things that are very, very different. And people are just looking up, and they're seeing normal contrails that have been around for decades, and they're mistaking them for these new things simply because they've been told about them on the internet. They've been going to these sites that promote these conspiracy theories that are completely baseless. And if you look in the actual evidence, if you look, for example, in every single book on clouds that has been written in the last 80 years, you will see accounts of these contrails doing exactly what these conspiracy theories say they shouldn't do, which is persist and spread. Because all they are is normal clouds, and clouds sometimes persist and spread. Clouds don't immediately disappear when they form in the sky, so why should contrails?
Yeah, and especially with condensation, it starts in a tight, what's the word I'm thinking of, constricted, and then it just expands as it goes into the atmosphere, and then it disappears. Accurate?
Condensation is essentially the start of a cloud. Clouds have to start somewhere. And when the sky has enough water in it, when it's humid enough, and this is at high altitude, so you can't judge what's happening on the ground. You know, obviously it can be very hot on the ground and very cold, you know, high up. Think of the top of Mount Everest. It's always very, very cold, and that's at 30,000 feet, which is the same altitude that planes fly at. Condensation, when it starts at 30,000 feet, can essentially trigger a cloud to form. And that's another thing that proves that contrails can't be chemtrails, because the amount of matter that you would have to inject into the air to create a cloud is actually a staggeringly huge amount. Clouds actually weigh hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of tons, and there's no way you could fit all that into a plane. So that in itself proves that contrails can't be chemtrails.
So you've been debunking conspiracy theories for quite some time, right? You wrote Escaping the Rabbit Hole. Tell me about that book.
Yeah, I've basically been writing about conspiracy theories for like nearly 20 years now, and I got especially interested in the chemtrails conspiracy theory, and there's a chapter on that in my book, and it basically goes through every single claim of evidence that you can think of about chemtrails and explains what's going on. And I have a website as well, which goes into even more detail. And then about 10 years ago, and this is how far back these things go, I collaborated with a bunch of climate researchers to actually examine these claims of evidence. And we gathered a whole bunch of these claims of evidence and we put them to a collection of scientists. And it was like 99% of the scientists thought that basically these are just ordinary contrails, and these chemical tests that people do, but they're just showing things that are normally in the ground and in the air, like aluminum. Something like 5% of the soil is actually naturally aluminum. So people go out, they test the soil, they say, oh, here's aluminum, that shouldn't be there. Well, it should be there. If you actually ask a soil engineer or whoever, you're going to find these things. So every single one of these claims of evidence has been debunked well over 10 years ago, some of them going back over 20 years. This isn't a new thing. This is a conspiracy theory that's been going on since the 1990s.
Somebody texted in and said, why do I care what other states think? I care because that's why we're revising tax code, and that's why we're trying to do this and that to attract new businesses. And the last thing in the world you want is a company that's thinking about locating here, seeing that the government of the state addressed chemtrails legislatively. Tell me, am I wrong in that or not, Matt?
No, absolutely. Nick? This is putting an undue burden on the taxpayer, and it could put an undue burden on things like airlines and the airports, because now they're forced to report things and test things, which is just complete nonsense. Someone phones up and they say, like, I saw a chemtrail. Obviously, they just saw a contrail. Mm-hmm. But if it's in the law, that has to be recorded and investigated. That's just, it's a big waste of taxpayer money based on nothing.
Well, along those lines of somebody that may call in, I get a text that says, the behavior of these formations behind planes behaves differently than traditional condensation trails. Does this guy think we're stupid? Shame on you for trying to fool your listeners.
No, I don't think he's stupid. I think that basically people haven't been paying attention to the sky. And no one looks up all the time. And when you look up for the first time after someone has told you about this conspiracy theory, that's when you first notice these things. And that's something I actually did a study on that. I asked people when they first noticed these things and correlated that with when they first heard about the conspiracy theory. And everyone just started noticing them just after they heard of the conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. And obviously these things were there before, but from their perspective, they just happened. So if you hear about the conspiracy theory in like 2000, that's when you think it started. If you heard about it in 2020, that's when you think it started. So if you only started noticing this in a few years ago, that's completely wrong, because nothing's actually changed in the sky in the last 20 years. Nothing's actually changed really in the sky in the last 50 years, except we've got a bunch more planes now than we had 50 years ago. But nothing's actually changed. You can look at all these old books on clouds. I've got a video called 70 Years of Books on Clouds. You can look up on YouTube, and I basically go through all these books on clouds and say exactly what they say about contrails. And contrails have been acting exactly the same the last 70 years. The video is now 10 years old, so it's actually 80 years of books on clouds.
So when it comes to this conspiracy theory, you said it goes back to World War I, when planes first started flying?
The conspiracy theory goes back really to the 90s.
The contrails, I guess is what I'm saying. The chemtrails.
Contrails themselves, yes. They were first observed around, I think, 1919. And then in the 1920s, where people were doing very high altitude test flights. But they really didn't see like a large number of contrails until World War II, when we had large numbers of bombers going over Europe. There's huge amounts of photographs of things like contrails over London and contrails over Europe as the bombers were doing their raids in both directions. And that's when we really started to see these contrails. And after that, of course, we had the advent of the jet era in the 1950s. And the advent of widespread jet travel in the 60s, and that's when we really started to see the widespread common occurrence of contrails. And you can go back and see photos. I've got huge collections of them on my site, Contrail Science. So these old pictures of contrails, like in movies and in TV shows, and in old collections of photographs, and in old books on the weather. Back in the 1960s. Nothing's really changed, except there's a few more planes now.
Do other states, have other states pursued this kind of thing, as far as you know?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few different states. I mean, Florida has passed some legislation on this, and it's very disappointing. I think it speaks to a wider kind of acceptance of conspiracy theories over the last, decade. I think it's partly driven by, our president is someone who has actually promoted a lot of these conspiracy theories, because he's promoted conspiracy theories himself about election fraud and things like that. And I think that just kind of normalizes conspiracy theories to a degree. But the theories aren't new, and there have been attempts to legislate it in the past, but they've rightly been rejected by the general, the legislation and the people. But I'm a bit disappointed. I think we do need more rational thought here.
My concern is that once you legitimize crazy, then how far do you go legitimizing crazy? This is a dangerous step, I think, to take. When it comes to conspiracy theories, in your studies, what makes them so attractive to people? Why is it that people are so attracted to conspiracy theories?
Well, people like a sense of control, and they like to know what's going on, and they like to feel special. There's all these kind of psychological indicators which you can kind of test people for with these little quizzes about, whether they liked to have explanations for things, or whether they enjoy feeling special. These are things that kind of apply to everyone, but some people kind of like they enjoy them more than other people. But really, for most people, they just kind of get sucked in at some point. They just they end up watching some video, or they end up talking to someone. But usually it's something online. And once you get sucked into something, it's very difficult to kind of convince yourself that you were wrong. Because a lot of people, like the person who texted earlier, they don't like thinking that other people think that they are stupid. Now, they're not stupid. They've just been fooled by conspiracy theories. But because of this natural inclination to think, I figured it out, and I know these things that other people don't know, it kind of like it's like conspiracy theories have evolved this natural defense mechanism where you can't actually just explain things to people. They have to kind of come to a realization themselves that they were wrong. So you can show them these things, but they have to kind of get out of the rabbit hole by themselves.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Mick West, author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole, creator of the site contrailscience.com. ContrailScience.com, the legislature's passed a bill, and with everything we have to worry about in this state, they took time to pass a bill, both houses, and now it goes to the governor, who doesn't have to sign it, that outlaws chemtrails and sets up a process where people can report them, and the state is supposed to investigate it in case, or if somebody reports something that doesn't exist. And it just, again, amazes me that this could actually happen. And I'm greatly disappointed in so many people that I respect that voted for this. I guess it was go along to get along. Maybe it's vote trading. I don't know. But I'm concerned about this. When we come back, somebody texted and want to know, well, what do people think is happening with these chemtrails? You can address that. We come back with Mick West and also talk about conspiracy theories ebb and flow. But it seems as though, I don't know, maybe with social media, they're not going to flow anymore. They're just going to add, we'll find.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Find out, or not going to ebb, rather, just going to flow. We'll continue the conversation. We come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. All right, 9:29. With all the problems our state is facing, legislature found time to pass a bill to outlaw chemtrails, which don't exist, and set up a mechanism for people to report them and then have them investigated, which is going to be kind of hard because they don't exist. Our guest is Mick West. I'm sorry, Mick, author of Escaping the Rabbit Hole, creator of the site ContrailScience.com. Been studying this for a long time. Somebody texted in, what do people that believe in chemtrails think is happening if it's not condensation? And what are some of the common theories out there, conspiracy theories?
Well, the main theory is that they think it's a thing called geoengineering. They think that stuff has been sprayed in the atmosphere to try to change the climate, to basically either cool down the Earth or to warm up the Earth, depending on the variant of the conspiracy theory. And this has been a theory for well over 10 years. In fact, the study that I did back in 2016 was with geoengineering researchers who were very tired of people harassing them, saying that they were spraying chemtrails. Now, geoengineering research is a real thing. People are actually looking into spraying things into the air in the future, because it's something we might actually have to do in the future, like 10, 20 years down the road, because there is global warming. Regardless of where you think it's coming from, the climate's changing, and if it changes too much, we could have real problems. So people are looking into the possibility of doing this geoengineering, but they haven't actually done it yet. And they certainly weren't doing it back in the 1990s when this conspiracy theory came about. And if they did do it, again, it wouldn't leave trails. If you were spraying things into the air, they wouldn't leave long white trails. They would basically be spraying an invisible haze high in the stratosphere. So it's something that people kind of think, because there are scientists studying it, that it must be being done, but there's no actual evidence that anyone's doing it at all.
You wrote in a piece last year that conspiracy theory was dying down, but now you got, Louisiana legislature, other legislatures making these things legitimate, which, I talked about the ebb and flow before. It seems as though with social media now that there is, I don't know if there's going to be an ebb or not, if it's going to be nothing but flow, because I saw a thing last night about castor oil on TV, not that this has anything to do with chemtrails, but because so-called social media influencers, which is somebody that goes to social media and other people like watching, I guess, that's what makes them an expert on whatever it is they're preaching. And people believe this stuff without any evidence, any proof, any this, any that. I don't see how this goes away with social media. Do you, Mick? Am I missing something or not?
Well, conspiracy theories run in cycles. This conspiracy theories goes back quite a long ways. I was actually writing about this before some of your listeners were born, over 20 years ago. All these things, these claims get addressed, say 10, 15 years ago, and then people kind of forget about it. And then a new generation comes along and they discover it for the first time. And there's also a few of the old, diehards from the original. And so you get these natural ebbs and flows of conspiracy theories. But I think you're right, though. There is kind of a new kind of zeitgeist right now where conspiracy theories kind of catch on like wildfire, because people are getting most of their information from social media and they're not getting it from the older mainstream news sources. When you think what you like about mainstream news, at least it was something where people did like facts checking and they actually verified things before they put them on the air. Now anyone can put something out there. Joe Rogan can say something and millions of people will see it and believe it. Things have changed, and it's kind of a new world we're living in.
We had a scientist on, medical doctor, not too long ago, talking about this seed theory, seed oil conspiracy that's just crazy, mm-hmm. that makes no sense, it contradicts itself. What are some of the other things out there? I got people texting me right now, and look, I hope it's not a large amount of the audience, but about the Earth being flat, they believe the Earth is flat. Of course, we know about JFK and the other conspiracy theories. Who knows what happened with JFK after what happened on June 3rd? I'll tell you this, in Pennsylvania, I think it was June 3rd. I think it was Lee Harvey Oswald that did it, because I think if that guy could get that close to President Trump in this year, then I think that could have happened then. But thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot of different conspiracy theories, and there's kind of a range. In my book, I talk about how conspiracy theories exist on the spectrum. You can think of very, very simple conspiracy theories at one end, like say the pharmaceutical industry is kind of fudging their numbers on their test results to get things passed, or the prison industry is bribing Congress to pass laws for higher incarceration rates. There's kind of like things that seem fairly obvious at one end, and then at the other end, you've got things like the government has aliens in underground bases, that the Earth is flat. Most people will believe one conspiracy theory at least. And if you believe something like chemtrails, people who believe that are going to believe everything that's a bit less ridiculous sounding. And this is part of the problem. You know, it's something you talked about earlier. You know, people, you start believing one thing, you believe something else. You start believing something like chemtrails, which is actually fairly ridiculous on the spectrum, and it makes it much easier for other people to convince you that other things are happening. You know, because if the government could be spraying us with toxic chemicals, what else might they be doing? And, you know, more extreme example, if you believe the Earth is flat, you know, you're going to believe pretty much anything, because, you know, if you believe one thing that's, you know, completely outrageous without evidence, someone tells you something else, you're just going to believe it, especially if it's something that contradicts the mainstream. And this is what this is all about, is kind of rejection of basically science and authority and the perceived authority of science. And I think, you know, there are people kind of stoking the fires here. You know, people are promoting conspiracy theories like, you know, cover-ups of UFOs and chemtrails, simply because they want to, you know, instill distrust of the government. So you've got to be very suspicious about what people are telling you.
So how concerned are you about this being legitimized by legislatures? Is this or governments? Is this a relatively new thing when it comes to conspiracies? Because the argument collapses on itself. If you're going to say the government is spraying us with contrails, well, then you can't say the government is going to investigate it, because then you're saying the government is investigating what they're secretly doing, which, to a rational person, makes no sense. But that doesn't seem, logic has nothing to do with any of this, does it?
Yeah, well, I think you've got this idea of the deep state, which is what people think is actually doing stuff. And then you've got the government, which is, you know, your local government and people like that. And, you know, some people still think that there's a deep state that Donald Trump, who is the president, is fighting against. Simply because, you know, they can't think of any other reason why that these things are happening when their guy is the president. But yeah, it's something that I think is a problem. It's a problem that we don't trust anything that comes out, and, you know, it's a problem for individuals because it affects them personally. It's not just a problem for society. For individuals, you end up like spending lots of money on things that are unnecessary. Some people think that chemtrails are toxic, and chemtrails don't even exist. They think that contrails are toxic, and so they spend money on these remedies. You know, they go to like Alex Jones' website, and they find essentially things that are being marketed as remedies for chemtrail poisoning. Or people will spend money thinking that the world is going to end soon because of, you know, strange conspiracy theories. And that their health can be impacted if people believe things like, you know, that say that they think that vaccines don't work and they don't take vaccines and then they get ill. Then, you know, conspiracy theories essentially are making people ill and costing people money. And then, you know, we've talked about the problems at the state level and the federal level. If we have to spend money on nonsense, you know, the government's spending a lot of money right now, kind of looking into claims about secret UFO programs when there's no real evidence for that either. So it's not, I think, you know, the biggest problem in the world, but it's certainly a problem, and it costs us money. But it's also kind of a mixed blessing as well, because when these things kind of come into the forefront, it actually gets people's attention to look at them with some more serious, you know, rational thought and more investigation, and you get, you know, people talking to experts on the subject as well.
Interesting.
And that can perhaps help a little bit as well.
What's interesting you said that, because that's how I was going to wrap this up with, when something like this happens, does it make more people believe the conspiracy theory, or does it make more people believe, well, that's completely and totally outrageous?
Well, unfortunately, there's a bit of both. There's always going to be the people coming in, there's people going out. So I think people who are being convinced superficially that this is the real thing, when they actually look into it, they discover that it's actually not. People who are hardcore believers, they often respond to pushback by kind of doubling down. But, you know, if people want to look into this thing, a good way of doing it is simply to ask an AI search engine like ChatGPT or Grok about any particular claim of evidence. Don't just ask in general about the thing. You know, people have told you this shouldn't happen, like say contrails shouldn't persist. Ask AI about it and ask it to give you references, and you'll find that all these claims, they just drop away under scrutiny.
Mick.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I appreciate your time. The book is Escaping the Rabbit Hole. The site is contrailscience.com. Thank you for being a rational human being and not just believe in any fantasy that you want. And I hope people, I don't know, I guess as you said, it's about control and wanting to believe that you have control over things when you really don't, or you know something that somebody doesn't, or there are simple solutions to complex problems, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. It's people like to feel like they know what's going on, and other people kind of offer solutions to that, and you know, the two things kind of merge together. But really, like, it's an illusion. You know, the contrails are normal things that have been going on for many, many years. Chemtrails aren't real. We're not doing geoengineering. Weather engineering is real, but it doesn't leave trails. And you can look all these things up yourself. You don't have to, you know, trust what some website is telling you. You can look in multiple sources, and you can see that the evidence really, really isn't there.
Thank you, Mick. Appreciate your time. We come back, we're going to talk to Nick Mueller, founding president, CEO emeritus of the National World War II Museum. You want to talk about fact? You want to talk about truth? You want to talk about absolute? That's what is on display at the National World War II Museum. That's real. The sacrifices that were made were real. The way the world is right now is real, and it would not be but for those sacrifices. We'll talk with Nick when we come back. 940 traffic now, WWL. 947-13 till 10. It's kind of hard to know what to believe in, what to see, what's fact, what's not. But one thing we're lucky about in New Orleans is to have the National World War II Museum right there on Magazine Street. Dr. Nick Mueller joins us, founding president and CEO emeritus of the National World War II Museum. Sir, it is an honor to speak with you, and I think the world of that institution. I really do.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be with you this morning and on the eve of our magnificent 25-year old museum, which has grown far beyond anything that Steve Ambrose or I expected. And so we're glad that you're helping to celebrate with us. And as your previous segment was on about facts, you're absolutely right. This museum is filled with facts and lessons and a great history.
Tell me about the legacy of the museum, because I think, you know, it started, and again, you're going to go into this about National World War II, about the D-Day Museum, but it's amazing how this thing started and how it's grown in the last 25 years, and I think sometimes people just take it for granted. Take me through that journey and what it's been like for you.
Well, I just wrote a 308-page book that I'm going to speak on this evening at the book launch of Preserving the Legacy, which is really about the history of the whole museum from the first moment that it popped into Steve Ambrose's mind about 34 years ago. And it took us 10 years to get open and lots of ups and downs. And we were on the lakefront and then we moved it downtown. And it was always difficult raising money. Look, we have we're federally designated as America's National World War II Museum, but we are not federally funded. Mm-hmm. So it's been private, state, and federal monies for our capital expansion. But in any event, it's grown into something that none of us imagined 25 years ago. It was already a great achievement just to get open in 10 years. And it tells the story of World War II, first of all, grounded through the eyewitnesses, those who fought, went in on D-Day and Omaha Beach and Point Tomahawk and Iwo Jima later on. And as we expanded to the Pacific and all of World War II. And we have now 12,000 personal accounts, the largest personal collection probably around World War II of any place in the nation. And they tell the story of what we were fighting for, what we believed in those days. And we were fighting fascism and totalitarian regimes that were bent on our conquest and destruction. And they did not believe, as weak as we were in 1939-40, that we could mobilize from 400,000 men, armed forces, to 16 million, which was what we had at the end of the war. With all the planes and tanks and supplies and food and uniforms, ships, landing craft to get into the fight when Pearl Harbor hit. So anyhow, we did. We succeeded and became a superpower and led the world for the last 80 years. And so that is the legacy of advancing freedom and democracy and human rights and standing up for that against the dictators of the world. It's been going on since the beginning of time, and we learned some hard lessons about not being prepared at 1941.
You know, nothing just happens, I always say, Doctor, whether it's setting up chairs at a PTA meeting or an idea from a museum. I must say this, and I mean no disrespect at all, but Brandon Tartikoff told me a long time ago, Miami Vice started with him jotting down on a cocktail napkin MTV Cops, honestly. And from that, he gave it to the people in development, and they had the whole nation wearing linen and no socks and everything else, right, like Don Johnson. And the only reason I bring that up is tell me the genesis of the idea with Dr. Ambrose and yourself with this idea for a museum, and how did it start, and how did we go from there to here?
Well, it's just like the Tartikoff story, a little variation on it. Steve Ambrose and I were best friends, and we always gathered in his backyard or mine about 5 o'clock every day for 20 years, and since 1971 when he came back to the University of New Orleans. And we were just dear friends, best friends, done a lot together. And so the one day we were having too much cheap sherry, I guess, And I was the vice chancellor at the university at the time and given responsibility to develop our research park, or the old amusement park out of Lake Pontchartrain across from UNO. And anyway, he says, sit down. Nicky says, I've got an idea. We're going to do this. I got 1,000 oral histories from D-Day. I'm writing the book. And, of course, I knew that on D-Day, coming out in 4 years for the 50th anniversary. You've got this research park. You've got land right by the beach where Andrew Higgins tested the landing craft that Eisenhower said won World War II. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to give you all my oral histories, give you, meaning me, for a D-Day museum, just a small D-Day museum that will continue to record these stories as long as we can find veterans that tell us what happened to them during World War II. And he says, we'll have a little small museum. It'll only cost $1 million. I said, Steve, you're so naive. It's going to be at least $4 million. Mm-hmm. Well, we were both pretty naive, but we had a very small, modest idea, but it just grew and grew and grew. And And, you know, it's like you wake up with a dream sometimes and try to implement it. And if you don't find some resources to implement whatever your dream is, it's an hallucination. It's not going to go anywhere. And Bob Livingston, a representative from Louisiana in Washington, we went told him that idea, and he got us $4 million. So that's how we got started. We got a board of business leaders from this community in 1992 to help work on this for the next 8 years. And we shifted the location downtown because of the tourists were down there. And a lot of ups and downs. And anyway, I became chairman and CEO, and the university dedicated my time for a couple of years to get us through the final push.
So
that's it in a nutshell.
So real quick, if I can ask you before we go, Vern Lundquist is known for one of his calls saying, in your wildest dreams, could you ever imagine? In your wildest dreams, did you ever imagine you sitting down there with Dr. Ambrose years ago and now having it transformed to what it is on Magazine Street today?
No. Neither one of us did. The only thing I would say is what we did imagine or what Steve imagined. I'd give full credit to him. He was the World War II historian. He said, America has forgotten our veterans. In this town, they've forgotten Andrew Higgins. And he says, this is a big story. And he was right. We both knew that. World War II was not being considered for a museum by Congress or anybody else in America. He said, screw him. He said, we're just going to do it right here. We got to do something. And the something was the $4 billion museum on the lakefront. And when we went downtown and bought that warehouse, because the board finally convinced us we had to, for $1 million, and got the state to help renovate it. By the time we opened and had that magnificent 3 days of opening 25 years ago, I mean, we thought we'd died and gone to heaven. I mean, it was just 3 days that will be etched in the memory of everybody in New Orleans that was a part of it. We had 200,000 people on the streets lining the parade of trucks, 80 trucks with about 1,000 veterans. Nobody was throwing beads, as Steve Ambrose said. Everybody was saying thank you. They were crying, thanking the veterans for their sacrifice.
Well, Doctor,
and their
thank you
bravery.
For all of your work with the museum and for your work at UNO, because I'm a graduate of UNO, and I think UNO, as Clancy Dubow says, did build the middle class of New Orleans. Thank you, sir. And to fix this up, Vern Lundquist said, in your life, have you ever seen anything like that? But still, it's applicable. 956, back in a flash, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.